Well, the shutters are up and the doors unlocked, and very soon, probably at the moment, customers are making their way into some shops and stores across the country. But the shopping experience, as we know, in hardware shops, garden centres, IT shops and the like, will be very different for both customers and staff. We're going back to Bray in County Wicklow. Our reporter Angus Cox is at the Woody's DIY store there. Angus, what's it like now? Because an hour or so ago, it was quite quiet.
It was, Audrey. I think they had allowed for big queues to build. They had a big queuing system outside, and it wasn't needed as it happened in the end because the shops ended up opening at 7:30. And there was a steady trickle of customers through the doors at first, because they opened at 7:30 and before, instead of 9 o'clock. In fact, a few people told me they heard it on Morning Ireland they were opening earlier, so they decided to come along. Customers being greeted by staff outside to help guide them through the store to make sure they can find what they're looking for, and there's a bit more organisation to the whole thing. They can manage the customer flow well. And while there wasn't any sort of major queue, it has certainly picked up now. You can probably hear in the background it's bussing around. There are people knocking around where the paints are. Even the garden centre is getting quite busy. I'm joined here in Bray by Woody's CEO Declan Ronayne. I'll be speaking with him shortly, but first, earlier I had a chat with some of those first customers as they were finding their way around this new retail normal, and we can hear from some of them now.
Because we were planning on coming later on, maybe when the crowds had died down, but we were on our way to work and we heard the news on RTE that it had opened earlier at 7:30. Yeah, we were literally on the N11 there on the way in, so we said, right, we'll try and pop in and see, can we grab it before work? So that's why we're here so early. Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. Like, there's plenty of markings anyway, and as you said, the hand sanitization stuff at the front of the door is a good idea. Yeah, it seems to be lots of spacing out, and like that, kind of the main products seem to be at the door, so the likes of paint and stuff like that. So I think most people will be able to kind of grab what they need and go fairly quick.
Yeah, just to get some paint.
Yeah?
Yeah, and badly needed.
We're looking forward to this. Were you waiting to get the paint for a while?
About 2 weeks, yeah. I bought the wrong paint 2 weeks before the shop closed, and I'm getting the proper stuff now. But to be honest, it's not. They had great procedures in the store before it closed down. I don't know why they shut down hardware stores, because it was very good. There was social distancing. There was no hand sanitizer, but they have it now.
Well, I'm actually with the retail park, so just we've been helping get the retailers ready to reopen and that. So it's great to see the stores reopening. I'm going to get some things for the garden. Yeah, the weather has been great, so I'm going to go out and get a few things and keep going with the kids in the garden. I think it's going to take a while for people to get used to, but the risk is too great to go back to the way it was. So I think it's going to take people a while, but you can see the amount of preparation that everyone has done here today, and everything has been very well thought out. Staff are very calm, and I think it's going to take a while for people to get used to it, but it'll be great.
The job is hateful at the end of it, painting a gate. So
you've been inside, you've seen it all.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Well, it's. I wonder what it's going to be like when there's 500 people want to come in. Like me, I was probably one of about 10 people inside there. I was escorted. I was well treated. Shown what to do. And, loads of people outside. Is this going to be the carry on? That's the question mark. Like, you know, but up to now, it was a great experience.
That's the big question mark, I suppose, what it will be like when it does get that bit busier. I'm joined by Declan Ronayne, Woody's Chief Executive. Declan, we heard there from some of the customers, feedback fairly positive. Happy with how things are going to plan so far?
I think the critical thing, Angus, is that it goes safely. So our first and overwhelming priority is to run the business through the prism of colleague and customer safety. So we've invested, by the end of this month, we'll invest close to €500,000 in the Perspex screens, the face shields, the T-shirts you see all our colleagues wearing this morning, reminding people about 2 metres distance. And we just keep asking, what more can we do to our colleagues just to make sure that we create a really safe shopping environment? And initial customer feedback clearly is very positive about that. We're pleased about that.
And you've a very vast space here at Woody's here in Bray's. I'm sure you do it most of your outlets. You have the big gardening centre outside. You have the paint in there to the left. Various measures, various signs in place. Some, I suppose, more strict than others. Staff being greeted outside, being asked where they're going to go. You have face shields for staff. Talk to me how those measures, you feel they are working out.
Well, I think there's two aspects to it. There's the physical part that we can all see, but then there's also the psychological part. So not only is it the physical stuff, but we've actually put all of our colleagues through an e-learning course on specific safety around COVID-19. So it's the mindset. And listen, this isn't normal for customers. It's not normal for any of us. And people will naturally, they'll forget, or their natural human behavior, get them inside 2 meters. So we need to get our own people into a mindset, which we're working really hard on. And that helps customers get into that mindset again, and we just need to be relentless about that.
Now, so far through the doors, the profile of customers, mostly people in ones and twos, adults. Initially, when Woody's was going to reopen, you said that under 16s wouldn't be allowed inside the store. You then reversed that decision, saying they would be allowed because there were a lot of concerns over single parent families, for example. Does that highlight the difficulty we're having in trying to get this right, get this health and safety aspect right?
Well, I'd go back to what that Irish guy who works in the WHO, Mike Ryan, said, is that, listen, you don't hang back, you make decisions quickly, you move on, you have no regrets, you're going to make mistakes. And we've put in hundreds of measures and decisions around running the business in a very different way, adapting to this new environment. And the idea that we get everything right is just, it's probably not valid. And we took a decision to say, listen, we probably need to discourage the family outing to stores. And I think we were probably a little bit heavy-handed in how we did that, and we put our hands up and say, you know, the feedback says, you know, that's probably the wrong approach to take, and we've reversed it and we move on.
And finally, and very briefly, Declan is from Chapman Customers outside. They really want their paint, they want their plants. They're the sort of things we expect to sell in big volume in the near future.
We expect to sell quite a lot of everything. We don't think we're going to get an awful lot many more customers than normal, but we think they're going to spend a lot more, and we've seen that. Everyone's got a trolley and a basket this morning, not necessarily just popping in for one small thing. So we think we look forward to doing some good business.
Okay, Declan Runnane, Chief Executive of Woody's, thank you very much. And that's all from me, Audrey, from Woody's here in Bray in County Wicklow. So it's starting to get very busy now, but an interesting day and indeed a few weeks ahead for shops such as Woody's and other DIY stores.
To be able to potter again around a shop. Angus, thank you very much. Angus Cox live there from Woody's in Bray in County Wicklow.